Welcome to the Weekly Insight Podcast, where we break down the noise of the week and help you understand the psychology of the markets with your host, Andrew Doerr at Insight Wealth Group.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Insight Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Andrew Doerr. I hope we find you doing well after a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you're all well fed and rested. It was a wonderful time spent with family on my end, and I hope it was for you. As we dive into this week, I just want to do what I do every week and just remind you that what you're about to hear today is just my opinion and our firm's opinion on what's going on with the market and the economy. It's not individual investment advice. And if you would like some individual investment advice, hey, that's what we do for a living. Give us a call. We'll be happy to talk with you about your individual portfolio and how some of this might apply. But with that, let's go ahead and dive in. You know, I talk a lot on this podcast about a whole lot of esoteric data sets that we can look at to better understand the economy and the market. We talk about yield curves and PE ratios and earnings targets. And, you know, if you have a view of the economy today, positive or negative, I can promise you, I can find you a data set to support it. The great Vin Scully, the announcer for the Dodgers, once said that statistics are used much like a drunk uses a lamppost for support, but not illumination. I think that's a pretty good way of putting it. But in the end, I think what we come to at Insight is that we can't possibly predict the future, but we can understand the big things that matter. You know, is the Fed going to raise rates again? That's a really big thing. Is Washington going to raise or lower taxes? That's a really big thing. But what is the biggest thing of all to the world economy? I'd argue it's you, the person listening to this podcast today, because you are a U.S. consumer, and the U.S. consumer makes up 70% of the U.S. economy, which is the largest economy in the world. So as the U.S. consumer goes, so goes our economy, so goes the world economy, and so goes your investment portfolio. Now, you know the story by now. Economists have been predicting a crushed consumer and a recession forever. It's been like a year and a half now. The projections for Q3 were particularly egregious when compared to the actual results, but not only did the big brains miss on GDP, they missed on everything. They missed on personal consumption, they missed on unemployment, they missed on disposable income, etc., etc., etc. The results were actually pretty stunning. But Q3 is the past, and the world can change very quickly. Last weekend, we got a much more direct snapshot of what's going on in the world for the U.S. consumer. We got Black Friday. There is no other single day of the year which can encapsulate more what is going on with the economy, what is going on with the consumer. And given all the dire forecasts of the future that we continue to see, one would assume that it was going to be a big bust for retailers. But that's not actually what happened. In fact, according to Forbes, this year's Black Friday set records. U.S. consumers spent $9.8 billion online on Friday alone. That was up 7.5% year over year. In-store traffic at retail stores was up 2.1% compared to 2022, which was the record at the time. We don't know yet what the sales figures are, but traffic count is a big predictor of success. Total holiday spending, which is tracked from October through December, is now on pace to grow 4% year over year. All of that tracks with the expectations of the National Retail Federation, which predicted that this year's Thanksgiving weekend shopping would have the most shoppers ever, well up from pre-pandemic levels. They were expecting us to have about 182 million total shoppers over the weekend, which is up from 2019 when we were at 165 million. But how is this possible? How are we hanging in there? Is it just dumb consumers spending money they don't have? For some, probably. But for the majority, it's not. Now, you've heard me talk about this statistic before, and remember what I said about statistics earlier, but still valid. Consumers have more cash right now than at almost any time in human history. But what's interesting is that while that number is finally starting to trend down a bit, and just a bit, most of that downward trend is happening in the upper income echelons. For those people in the bottom half of income earners, cash is still nearly at its all-time high peak. And that's after a pretty rough run of inflation. It turns out there's a good reason for this. While inflation is undoubtedly a pain, we've now reached the point where wage growth is growing faster than inflation. People are making more money, inflation adjusted, than they have in some time. Will this all continue indefinitely? No, of course not. But it bodes really well for the economy in the short term, and it bodes well for retailers as we march through the holiday season. We're going to see a lot more about consumers this week. New consumer confidence data is coming out. The Fed's preferred measure of inflation, PCE, will be released Thursday. And we're also going to get the personal spending data from October. All seem to be tracking in the right direction. Barring any surprises, and with some continued holiday shopping cheer, December just might be a good close to what's been a very volatile year. We'll have to watch and see exactly what happens. We'll wrap it up there. As always, if you have questions or would like to discuss this and how it might relate to your portfolio, give us a call here at the office at 515-273-1333, or you can always visit us on the web at www.insightwealthgroup.com. We hope you have a fantastic week, and we look forward to touching base with you again soon. Take care.
Securities offered through Arete Wealth Management, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Arete Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment firm.